You're listening to Encounter, a daily offering of sacred meditations made possible by listeners like you. Visit our website at encounteringpeace.org to learn more about how you can encounter the divine presence of God throughout your day. I just spent the weekend visiting an old friend. We talked about encounter, and he confessed that he has never been able to meditate, that his mind is just too busy. His thoughts run too fast for him to ever really slow down. That's not unusual. It's what I hear most often from people that I meet with. I asked him to define meditation. His answer was pretty typical. He said it's to shut off your mind. I had a big smile on my face. He said, "Am I wrong?" I assured him that you can't meditate wrong. You can't do it right. There are no good times of meditation and bad times. There is only choosing to set aside time to be present in the presence of God. Concede to Him. Choose to give Him your mind. So the theme of this meditation from 1 Peter chapter 5 is about conceding. Admitting that the presence of God is true, proper, and certain. It is sufficient. We will be together for about 15 minutes. So begin your time of meditation by settling into a time of concession, a place of allowance to surrender to the divine, in a moment to concede to the abundance of God, Spirit, and Son. Continue now by listening and praying from this passage from Philippians chapter 4 and respond softly, "Heavenly Father, I concede to your presence." Don't worry about anything, but pray about everything. Heavenly Father, I concede now to your presence. With thankful hearts, offer up your prayers and requests to God. And Heavenly Father, I concede to your presence. Then, because you belong to Christ Jesus, God will bless you with peace that no one can completely understand. But Heavenly Father, I concede to your presence. And this peace will control the way you think and feel. So Heavenly Father, I concede to your presence. With your eyes still softly closed, imagine closing now the room of your mind and settle here in private prayer in the presence of God. This time and place is set apart by God as a holy moment for you to concede, to admit to your wanderings, and just allow your thoughts to swing from branch to branch. In fact, see yourself sitting on the ground, watching your thoughts swinging above you, like monkeys swinging through your monkey mind. Don't count them. Don't focus on just one. Just notice the haze of thoughts flowing by, swinging by. Don't try to control what comes to mind. Feel no judgment for what swings by. No good or bad thoughts. Just watch as thoughts and possibilities swing by. Don't remain on any one thought for too long. Don't give any thought more power than another. Just simply note their swinging. Now keep your head still for a moment. and focus on one spot above you. As thoughts swing into view, let them swing past. Don't follow them with your head. Note them come into view, but then let them leave your view. Focus above you as thoughts swing into your peripheral vision and then out of it as you center above. Be mindful too of your breathing. Take deep belly breaths as you center. Breathe deep from your belly. Concede as you breathe. Allow as you breathe. Yield as you breathe. Refocus and center on Christ as you breathe. I know it can be hard. I give you permission to feel how frustrating it can be. No judgment here. But allow feelings of setback or swinging, drifting thoughts return you to your breathing as God centers you on the presence of Christ. Focus on your breathing as you take a few moments to whisper, "Heavenly Father, I concede to your presence." Whisper the sacred word concede as you center above on God. Now listen carefully to the first of three sacred readings from Holy Scripture. Rather than examining the words, meditate on them. Center and listen for a divine story from 1 Peter chapter 5, verse 7, from the New Living Translation. Give all your worries and cares to God, for He cares about you. What did you notice? What of the narrative caught your attention? And why? Well, silently reflect on that word, that thought, or that phrase for just a moment. After that brief pause, what still resonates in your mind? Once more, give all your worries and cares to God, for He cares about you. Stay here longer now, being mindful of what is being revealed to you in this passage. Don't fight drifting thoughts, but rather center back on your breathing and above to the presence of God. Allow this second expanded divine reading to be about your affections. Do any sensations rise within you as you listen now from the Christian Standard Bible? Humble yourselves, therefore, under the mighty hand of God, so that He may exalt you at the proper time, casting all your cares on Him because He cares about you. What experiences or memories came to mind? Well, let your emotions explore the imagery of you casting your cares. In this third reading, don't hear words, hear intent. The presence of God surrounding you, absorbing you. Be in His presence in a way that transcends words. Be humble in the presence of God's mighty power, and He will honor you when the time comes. God cares for you, so turn all of your worries over to Him. Be on your guard and stay awake. Your enemy, the devil, is like a roaring lamb, sneaking around to find someone to attack. But you must resist the devil and stay strong in your faith. Resting with your eyes closed softly in imaginative contemplation, scan your body for a moment. Notice your feet, your legs, your arms, your hands, your head, your chest. Notice your deep belly breathing. Well, in your imagination, see yourself sitting on a bench in a forest. Your eyes in a soft gaze ahead, not moving left or right. Notice monkeys swinging by. Just smile as you watch, but don't dwell on them. Your gaze ahead. Watch as beautiful birds fly by. Don't count them, just see them, but don't notice them. Now, watch as a roaring lion comes into view from your left. Keep your gaze ahead on Christ. Notice your breathing, your pulse. Is it racing? That's okay, it's human. But keep your gaze on Christ as you see the lion passing on by now to your right. Stay here for a minute, your gaze on Christ. What do you see on His face? What does He see on yours? How do you feel as He whispers, "I care for you. Concede your worries to me." whether at the start or the end of your day. Rest here for as long as you can, whispering, "Heavenly Father, I concede to your presence." Let the word concede be the sacred word to center and return you to the sufficient presence and care of God. Let me pray a blessing over you now to humble yourself under the mighty hand of God so that he may exalt you at the proper time, casting all your cares on him because he cares about you. May his joy be your strength, his sovereignty be your confidence, and his timing be your schedule. May the peace of Christ be with you both now and always. Amen. So do you ever feel like your thoughts are like swinging monkeys overhead? Well, face that chaos and concede your feeble attempts to control your thoughts. Concede your mind to God. And consider, too, how God might use you to bring peace and focus to another. Who in your life needs to escape chaos and slip into the caring presence of God? So when you're ready, whether at first light or nightfall, note any moments of monkey mind to then be mindful of moments God might be using the frenzy to remind you of his presence and care. Admit the chaos, but then concede to what is eternally true, divinely proper, and heavenly certain, for it is then and there you will encounter the care of God.